Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Richard Martin, and this edition of the Wake Up Call is coming to you from Malaysia on Friday, the 19th of May, 2017. Well, every year in the United States, 700 to 900 women die from pregnancy or childbirth-related causes, and some 65,000 nearly die. By many measures, the worst record in the developed world. American women are more than three times as likely as Canadian women to die in the maternal period, defined by the Centers for Disease Control as the start of pregnancy to 1 year after delivery or termination, six times as likely to die as Scandinavians. In every other wealthy country, and many less affluent ones, maternal mortality rates have been falling. In Great Britain, the journal Lancet recently noted, the rate has declined so dramatically that, quote-unquote, a man is more likely to die while his partner is pregnant than she is. But in the US, maternal deaths increased from 2000 to 2014. In a recent analysis by the CDC Foundation, nearly 60% of such deaths were preventable. They die from cardiomyopathy and other heart problems, massive hemorrhage, blood clots, infections and pregnancy-induced hypertension, preeclampsia, as well as rarer causes. Many die weeks or days after leaving the hospital. The reasons for higher maternity mortality in the US are manifold. Many women don't address chronic health issues before giving birth. Greater prevalence of C-sections leads to more life-threatening complications. The fragmented health system makes it harder for new mothers, especially those without good insurance, to get the care they need. Confusion about how to recognize worrisome symptoms and treat obstetric emergencies makes caregivers more prone to error. In recent decades, under the assumption that it had required maternal mortality, the American medical system has focused more on fetal and infant safety and survival than on the mother's health and well-being. According to Barbara Levy, Vice President for Health Policy and Advocacy at the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and a member of the Council on Patient Safety in Women's Healthcare, quote, "We worry a lot about vulnerable little babies. Meanwhile, we don't pay enough attention to those things that can be catastrophic for women." End of quote. Under the Title V federal state program supporting maternal and child health, states devoted about 6% of block grants in 2016 for programs for mothers, compared to 78% for infants and special needs children. The notion that babies deserve more care than mothers is similarly enshrined in the Medicaid program, which pays for about 45% of births. In many states, the program covers mothers for 60 days postpartum, their infants for a full year. In regular maternity wards, babies are monitored more closely than mothers during and after birth. Newborns in the slightest danger are whisked off to neonatal intensive care units, staffed by highly trained specialists ready for the worst, while their mothers are tended by nurses and doctors who expect things to be fine and are often unprepared when they aren't. Hospitals may be staffed differently on weekends, adding to the challenges of managing a crisis. A new Baylor College of Medicine analysis of 45 million pregnancies in the US from 2004 to 2014 found mothers who deliver on Saturday or Sunday have nearly 50% higher mortality rates, as well as more blood transfusions and more perineal tearing. The weekend effect has also been associated with higher fatality rates from heart attacks, strokes, and head trauma. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just try to keep out of the maternity ward over the weekend. So, as always, hopefully a nice, interesting show for you today. I shall be talking a lot about Greece, which I haven't mentioned for several months, as a matter of fact. The situation there is grim in the extreme. And yet the ECB just tells them, pay up or ship out. Really a grim organization, this European Union. We're going to talk more about the single-payer healthcare and a meeting that took place in New Jersey where some goon tried to support the idea that, you know, these insurance companies were much, much more humane than the government. We need to keep the government out of everything, you see. So that didn't go down too well. Social Security in deep trouble. And more bad news, I'm afraid. I shall be talking about that. And I will also be talking about the number of murders, which increased almost 60% in the city of Chicago last year. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Please do your best to encourage your friends, family, associates, and colleagues at work to sign up for my show. They can get these freebies, less like you are getting them right now, and you know where to go for that, so give them a chance, put them in touch, and let's see if we can sign them up, because I am getting very close to the point where I am going to be curtailing the free emails that I have mentioned for those who take the emails. You're going to need to sign up to get those, and also the shows themselves. All right, so that's it for today, and the weekend is on its way, so have a wonderful one. This is Richard Martin. I'll be back with you again on Monday. Until then, bye-bye.
And there you have it. You decide.